everybody. It is 8 p.m. here on WMUC-FM College Park, where, of course, college radio is good radio. I'm your friendly neighborhood program director, Ella Valentine, and you may say, hey, you're not normally on at this time. And no, I'm not, but it is Giving Day, and this is our awesome Giving Day Power Hour. I am here, of course, with the general manager of our station, Isabel Berube. Say hi, Isabel.
Hello, everybody.
Ooh, we're a little fuzzy today.
It is the bad mic.
It is the bad mic. But we're going to get things started here with a little PSA for you, and then we'll get right into Giving Day festivities and some good old music for you. Here we are. Enjoy.
Hey, U of D students. Worried about possible sexually transmitted infections? Did you know that you can get tested for an STI completely free? The University Health Center is offering free STI testing events on the ground floor of the University Health Center. Go to www.helpumd.edu to search for upcoming dates. So go get tested and be a healthy turp.
Welcome, welcome back. We're going to start things off with a little song. This is by actually a good friend of mine. This is Mount Palm with, this was her first single that she put out. This is Beginning by Mount Palm, released in 2024. Enjoy.
Lights of blue.
right, all right. Welcome back there. Ooh, I'm so sorry to hit the mic like that. Welcome back. That was Beginning by Mount Palm off of her debut single Beginning, released in 2024. And yeah, this is Giving Day. Welcome to Giving Day. Super special day for us at the station. It's the largest fundraising day for clubs and organizations. Now, if you want to support us and maybe get your name put on air, you can donate at wmuc.umd.edu/donate. That's wmuc.umd.edu/donate. No donation is too small. Yahoo! So, with that being said, our first donator today was Bill Braunrot. So, thank you so much, Bill. Means a lot. And we're going to keep on shouting out as we go through. But next up, we have song by Tom Waits up for us. This is Underground off of Beautiful Maladies, The Island Years, released in 1998. So this is Underground by Tom Waits. Enjoy. Hi, welcome back. That was Underground by Tom Waits off of Beautiful Maladies, The Island Years, released in 1998. How are we all doing? Happy Giving Day! Happy Giving Day! Our next donor that I have up is Sean Gray. Thank you so much, Sean. And of course, our amazing advisor, Joe Calizo. Thank you, Joe.
Joe!
Hey,
can I say hello to Joe? Joe Calizo, I want to say a very special thank you.
I don't think they can hear you.
Ah, what a shame.
Here, how about we share a mic? We're going to Andrew Sisters it.
Hello, hello. It is me, Isabel Berube, sharing the mic live on air with my very own pop filter because we are, of course, in need of more equipment. Our pop filter broke and I have to use my own pop filter. It's a very, very... very dismal situation that you can help contribute to today on Giving Day at WMUC FM College Park. You can go to what is it? What's
it
the
is
site?
wmuc.umd.edu/donate. That's right, DONATE.
$25 can buy us a new pop filter so that I don't have to keep using my own.
This is so true. And yeah, thank you to Sean and Joe and also Jennifer Fetters. Thank you so much, Jennifer. It means a lot to have a lot of alumni support. And yeah, I hope you are all doing well out there. We're going to keep this hour rocking with some Violent Femmes. This is Mirror, Mirror, I See a Damsel off of New Times, of course, released in 1994. This is actually one of my favorite Violent Femmes songs, so enjoy, and I'll talk to you in 4.5 minutes.
I see a damsel in danger and distress. I see that she is pretty. I see a young girl dressed in a dirty dress. I see that she is pretty. Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest one of all? Oh, I see a fat girl with her hair a mess. I see that she is pretty. I see a proud girl, she's pregnant, I would guess. Who's the fairest one of all? Mirror, mirror, do not fail. Who deserves to go to jail? I see schoolgirls dressed in a Sunday best. I see that they are pretty. I see the wagon trains of pioneer women heading west. Buttoning a tightly fitting vest. I see that she is pretty. I see a maiden, she's careless like all the rest. I see that she is pretty. Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest one of all? Mirror, mirror, do not fail, who deserves to go to jail?
All right, welcome back. That was Mirror, Mirror, I See a Damsel. I did cut off like the last minute of it because it is a lot of weird ambient things. But yes, welcome back to Giving Day Power Hour here with your lovely program director, Ella, of course. That's me.
And your general manager, Isabel. That's me as well.
Yay! We're here. Ooh, we're here, we're here. And you know who else is here? In spirit, of course, Megan Wells, who gave us money earlier. That's great. Thank you so much, Megan. And also, David Guth, I believe, is how you pronounce that. Well, anyway, Isabel had this awesome idea of doing some WMUC trivia. So I'm going to give you guys some trivia. And please respond to our story on Instagram or do whatever you like to try and respond. Or just hold it in your head and say, I knew the answer to that, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you three questions, and then when you come back, I'm going to give you the answers to those three questions. So, question one, of course, is when did WMUC first go on the air?
As FM or AM?
Oh, that's a great question, Isabel. I think the very first time, because my second question is, when did we move over to FM?
That's a good question.
It's a great question. And then
it's on our t-shirts.
It is on our t-shirt. And my last question for you is, what buildings? I'm looking for a list. What buildings did WMUC used to broadcast from? Because, of course, we're at the top of South Campus Dining Hall here at WMUC FM College Park.
That's where we are.
That is where we are. But
We didn't always. We weren't always here. We didn't always used to be here.
Sometimes we came from a different location entirely.
Whoa. So, my dear listeners, if you can think of the different locations on campus that we have broadcast from, I want you to all think about that really hard while we listen to Lovely You Madly by Cake off of course, the album Comfort Eagle, released in 2001. And have your answers ready for the next break. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Well, my dear listeners, I lied to you. And you actually just heard Love You Madly by Cake and Someone Keeps Moving My Chair by They Might Be Giants off of course, the album Flood. Fun fact about me, Ella, your program director, Flood is one of my favorite albums, and it was actually the first concert I saw live was the 30th anniversary tour of Flood. I saw it in 2022 because it was postponed for COVID. Anyway, but did you remember my three trivia questions from earlier? They were, of course, one, when did WMUC first broadcast? And that, of course, would be October 11th, 1948. And then, of course, we got shut down 3 days later. But my second question was, what buildings has WMUC broadcasted from? It was a classroom at first. It was a classroom in the speech department. And then it was to the bottom of Sylvester Hall. And then we moved to a renovated shower stall in Calvert Hall. And then we relocated to building FF, which was the old journalism building. And now we're, of course, on top of South Campus Dining Hall. Our lovely, lovely South Campus Dining Hall. How we love it up here. You're listening to WMUC FM's College Park Power Hour for Giving Day. I am losing my words, dear listeners, but you know what I'm not losing? My appreciation for all of you, especially Seth D. Greenstein, who gave us a very generous donation earlier, and Noreen McInnes, class of 07. And I can confirm, Noreen, that we have kept listening, kids. So, moving on. We're going to get back to you with more fun and games. Make sure you're checking us out on our WMUC Radio Instagram, where you can ask me and Isabel some fun questions about the station. And we'll be right back after this. This is going to be Come On Eileen by Save Ferris, off of the album It Means Everything. Just a great ska cover. So enjoy Come On Eileen by Save Ferris.
Oh, Johnny Ray, sending Santa Claus. You mean everything to me.
Listeners, that was, of course, Come On Eileen by Save Ferris, released on the album It Means Everything in 1997. Welcome back to Giving Day Power Hour. I think I say this every single break, but yeah, you're listening to WMUC FM College Park. We are here on 90.5, bringing audio radiance to our radio audience, of course. And I just wanted to extend a really heartfelt thank you to everybody out there listening. It means a lot, and I personally love college radio because of people like you. I was once a person like you. No, I wasn't. But really what drew me to college radio personally was hearing WMUC on my way home from touring Maryland for the first time. It was an experience I don't forget because I was driving back with my dad in the car, and I just heard a person on the radio that wasn't Lakshmi Singh. And that, I think, is the beauty and the joy of college radio. But that college radio, we try and bring all of this beauty and all of this joy. We can't do that without money.
Without you!
Without you, our dear listeners! So if you want to head over to wmuc.umd.edu/donate. I don't have my words today, dear listeners. wmuc.umd.edu/donate. And you can give $25 and I will read your name on air. Which brings me, of course, to Sue Kopen-Katzeff, I think.
Ooh, Sue Kopen-Katzeff!
Thank you so much, Sue. And Bob Duckman. Thank you so much, Bob. Your gifts mean a lot, and they mean that we can keep our station functioning and thriving in the way that it always is. Well, most of the time is. Next up, though, in the music front, we have, this is by a band called Horses on the Beach. This is Chipolata. Enjoy Chipolata by Horses on the Beach.
So blue, I know you're confused.
Welcome back, listeners. That was Chipolata by Horses on the Beach, released on the Chipolata single in 2024. Fun band. I just kind of stumbled across that one day, and it was a really good time. But how are we doing out there? It's about a quarter of the way through our Giving Day radiothon kind of power hour. And Isabel, do you want to play a little game?
I would love to play a game.
Do you want to get closer so we can play a game together?
I would doubly love to get closer and play a game.
See, the reason that Isabel needs to get closer here is because we have one functioning mic in FM.
Such is true. And we really would love to have donations from our loving audience and listeners and supporters here on Giving Day so that we can have more than one mic. There seems to be a consistent wiring issue with mic 2 and 3 that makes mic 2 sound very fuzzy and mic 3 non-existent. So with your support, we can hopefully afford wire. These things are the things we need at WMUC, and you can help us out by going to
wmuc.umd.edu/donate.
That's what you can do, and if you donate over $25, we will give you a lovely shout-out. I will be giving the next shout-out, actually.
Sure. Okay.
So if you really want to be shouted out by me in particular, you can you need to submit now. Submissions now. Come on, clock's ticking.
You got it.
But what is your game, Ella?
I don't know.
Okay, so.
Oh, I just wanted to play a game.
What's the game?
Let's see. What game translates well over air?
Let's play Two Truths and a Lie.
Okay, that works. My first thought was I Spy, but I don't think this
I think that would probably be the worst game play over air.
I think that this is, in fact, an audio medium. So let's see. Do you want to do your Two Truths and a Lie?
Sure. My Two Truths and a Lie before our next song, which is Meticulous Bird by Tao Tao and the Get Down, Stay Down, off of the album A Man Alive. My Two Truths and a Lie, the first is that I am from Canada. Second is that I am from Alabama. And the third is that I am very situationally allergic to walnuts. Let me know in the comments.
These are so interesting. And you can let us know by emailing UMD.
Yes, please send me an email.
I don't know. I'm thinking of people who aren't necessarily on our Instagram, but Instagram at WMUC Radio is probably the easiest way to get into contact with us right now. Or, of course, you can, I suppose, email wmucpd@umd.edu.
Email me!
Or just wmuc@umd.edu. And we'll try and answer your email. We'll tell you if you're correct or not about Isabel's Two Truths and a Lie. Of course, being one, that she's from Canada, two, that she's from Alabama, and three, that she's situationally allergic to walnuts.
It's
a mystery, and I think it's a mystery that we'll find out after Meticulous Bird by Theo Theo and the Get Down, Stay Down off of A Man Alive. This is Meticulous Bird. Enjoy.
Deny. Why deny? bird of prey. Now I perch above you, meticulous bird of prey. Why didn't I?
Hello, listeners. Welcome back. That was Meticulous Bird by Theo Theo and the Get Down, Stay Down off of A Man Alive. Right before the break, you heard Isabel's Two Truths and a Lie. Isabel, what did you lie to us about?
I'm very sorry for lying, but I am not from Canada. I am just Canadian in origin. I am, however, situationally allergic to walnuts, as I had a sort of outbreak when I was 9 or so in the forests of Alabama, which I am from. That was also true.
That's so fascinating, Isabel. Is it also true that you say project?
Yes.
I know this fact. Listeners, I wanted to give a big shout out to Lee Chambers in memory of Max Caucus. Thank you so much, Lee. It is so lovely to have alumni reach out and all of that. And yeah, keep on sending in those donations, and Isabel's going to read the next batch of them. Meanwhile, my two truths and a lie. First, I have met a president. Second, I have been to 3 countries. And last, that when I was a child, I was allergic to almonds. Those are my 3. Different nut, yes. Those are my 3. Let me know in the comments, or I guess in the DMs, or I guess in the emails, what you think I'm lying about. But I'll give you about 2 minutes and 57 seconds to think about it, folks, because you're going to listen to Molly of Geography's Dancing Plague of 1518 off of the album Runaway Run. Enjoy Dancing Plague of 1518.
Can't quit you yet without other worse regrets.
Hello, it is me, Isabel, and as promised, I will be reading out the last several minutes of donations, and you really... Thank you all so much. I always got the feeling that I was rather popular. We'll find out what you're lying about, Ella. One moment, please. So first of all, I'd like to thank Lynn Guire for a $50 donation. Thank you so very much for that. I would also like to say a very, very doubly lovely thank you to the Kilbourne family and Final Girl is Fire. I wonder how those two could be related. Those of you in the know can feel smart for that one there, I suppose. And the last one, we have a special request from a Rachel Rao, who says that Andrew is a pretty princess, cutie, pookie, bear, pie, live on FM. We're going to move into Filthy Gorgeous by the Scissor Sisters. Thank you. And when we come back, you can find out what our program director was lying so horribly about. Coming up.
Oh, you're so filthy. And I'm gorgeous.
Walking down the street and a man tries to get
live from WMUC FM College Park. I'm Dave Mattingly.
And I'm Lakshmi Singh, and you're listening to the WMUC Giving
Power.
Day Power Hour.
Power.
We actually have stopped being a freeform college radio station. We're now an NPR affiliate. Yeah. I am Lakshmi Singh.
Oh, I'm Dave
this
Mattingly.
Is all things, I mean, Giving Day Power Hour. Hi, guys. That was so weird. They just came and broke into the station. That was so odd.
This could be our future if you don't donate to us today at the Giving Day Power Hour.
This is
you
so
can
true.
Find us at
wmuc.umd.edu/donate
to prevent us from having to become an NPR affiliate.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we would be very good at doing the impressions.
We would, and I love NPR dearly. It's just, I don't want to be Lakshmi Singh all of the time. However, it is quite fun. Next up, we have some recent donations. Of course, Rachel's most notably, but also, this is coming actually just from the other room. This is the station, Britta. And, oh, what is this? Someone fill me up, please.
Oh, that's quite unfortunate.
That's so odd. That's so odd. I'm so sad that nobody. Someone, please fill me up. I'm so thirsty. That was so odd. I don't know. Anyway, next up, keep sending in those donations, and you get to hear many more of my funny voices. I'll do a really funny noise after this one. I can do a very good clown honk. As many people know about me. But that you are going to hear after Letter from Belgium by the Mountain Goats off of We Shall All Be Healed. Enjoy Letter from Belgium.
We can always use some more electrical equipment. In the cold, clear light of day down here, everyone's a monster. That's cool with all of us. We've been past the point of help since early April. We'll be right back.
Hi, welcome back, listeners. I realized that I didn't actually tell you what I was lying about. I was not allergic to almonds as a child, but I did meet a president, and that president was, of course, Jimmy Carter, my favorite. The reason, yeah, of course, naturally, you know how what
who else would it be?
Who else would it be? You know, I'm 20 years old, and the only president I've ever met is Jimmy Carter. But when I was a child, I did play with my little like Tonka trucks on the floor of Martin O'Malley's office. That's a fun fact about me. My mom worked in politics for a little bit. You just heard a letter to Belgium by the Mountain Goats, and it looks like we just got a donation by Bill Scanlon. Thank you so much, Bill Scanlon, for allowing us to keep on doing what we do. And what we do here is good radio. Man, we do great radio here.
Yeah, we do.
And actually, we're just starting our new DJ trainings. Super excited about that. I've been working pretty hard on that. And I'm really excited. We got a really great batch of new DJs that are going to keep on bringing you good college radio all the time, every single time.
Every minute of every day.
Well, not every minute
every
of every day.
Every single minute we have someone on air. We are training them at all times. No one is allowed to leave the station. And that's all because of your donations. And you can be a part of this if you go to wmc.umd.edu/donate this giving day.
That is right, folks. I am legally not ever allowed to leave the station. Please, Isabel's keeping me here against my will.
I cannot
let Ella leave the station until you donate. I haven't seen my family in two years.
Thank you so much. We're moving on to our next song, which is One Eye by Kate Nash off of the album Agenda.
This is One Eye by Kate Nash, and then I'll talk to you again at the top of our second hour of this giving day. Power Hour.
2 hours.
Power 2 hours. You know, we're calling it a power hour. It really is 2 hours. But this is One Eye by Kate Nash off of Agenda. Enjoy.
One fateful night, I was driving around town. It was late, I was tired and feeling down. I like to drive to take my mind off all the stuff that stresses me out and that keeps me up. And sometimes when I'm driving, I put two and two together. I'd read the email earlier that day, but thought no, never. Surely it couldn't be. Surely this wasn't true. The person who betrayed me, who stole it all, was you.
I took my